I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we're about to start a new weekend excursion into silliness and strange geekery. Yes. You say, why weekend? Why do you say weekend, Dr. Bill? Well, because I do this on a Saturday or a Sunday, depending. So it's the weekend. And I trust you're having a fun weekend and doing fun things. We'll talk about some of those fun things that you could do this weekend if you were of a mind to. Yes. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters because we broadcast on the internet regularly. Yes. So, here's what we're going to do. You see, there's this blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. And that blog contains stuff. And the stuff is what we look at and go into and explore and so forth. So, prepare for stuff. All right, a Google Chrome extension to open apps. In other words, it's an app to open apps. There you go. This is from the Google Drive blog where they say browsers are pretty amazing things. Of course, Google would say that about itself. This is one of their big products is Chrome, the browser. Browsers are pretty amazing things. Before, if you wanted to do any serious computing, you have to install software onto your computer. But these days, most of that can be done from right within the browser, which is, of course, what Google wants you to do, is use browser-based stuff. And so they're making it a bit easier to do that. Nose itches, just in case you're wondering. Let me keep reading. For example, you can use Google Drive to preview files directly in Gmail, create and share Google Docs, Sheets, and Slides, and even edit other file types like Microsoft Office documents without installing a single thing on your hard drive. But here's the catch. When it comes to browsers and installed applications working well together, they aren't quite on the same page. Yes, a little tongue-in-cheek there. To change that, today we're launching a new extension for Chrome that lets you open files from Google Drive directly in a compatible application installed on your computer. So basically what it does is if you are using your Google Drive and you click on a file and you have the application installed locally to run it, it will run it. Okay. That's only mildly exciting, but you know, it's getting them closer toward taking over the world, which is what they want to do. Next item, Walmart. Good old Wally World has announced a new Chromecast competitor. Now, here's the thing. Chromecasts are cheap, less than $35. Why not just go buy a real Chromecast? Then you'll have the advantage of all the current things the Chromecast does, as well as apps that have been written to take advantage of the Chromecast platform. But no! Walmart says, no, we want to sell the things that make it go. That is a slight and vague reference to a Star Trek episode where they ran into some aliens that were looking for things to make them go. They weren't very smart. Yes. So anyway, itchery. It's just frustrating. This is from GigaOhm by Janko Reuters. I shouldn't have tried to pronounce that name. I knew it when I looked at it. I said, no, don't go there. I did. Add Walmart to the list of companies that's trying to sell you a Chromecast-like HDMI streaming stick. The retail giant's Vudu streaming service is getting ready to unveil an HDMI streaming stick dubbed Voodoo Spark that is meant to, surprise, give users access to Voodoo. There you go. The stick popped up in an FCC database this week, which tends to be a good sign that the release is imminent. At Voodoo, we're always, this is what they're saying about themselves, at Voodoo, we're always looking at new ways for our customers to experience the movies and TV shows in our Voodoo library. We're developing a streaming stick, and we'll share more information in the coming months, so stay tuned. It's okay. I'm sure it's going to be interesting, and I'm sure from Walmart it's probably going to be very cheap, but cheaper than 30-some bucks? We'll see. Okay, finally, well, it's not finally, we've still got a few more items, but this may finally come, which is ubiquitous Wi-Fi. You've heard me in the past talk about how I desire ubiquitous Wi-Fi. I want Wi-Fi that is everywhere all at once, everywhere, no matter what. You know? Yes, you're going, what? Anyway, Engadget has reported that small, low-cost internet satellites that provide affordable internet to everyone on the planet. These are what Elon Musk wants to create after working on reusable rockets, space capsules, and electric cars since the 2000s, according to the Wall Street Journal. So in other words, Elon Musk, who championed all these other things, like the Tesla car and SpaceX and all these other things, he's wanting to put up satellites that will give us ubiquitous Wi-Fi. And I say more power to him. Now, this affordable thing, why not make it free? Google wants to make it free, or at least ad-based. I would be for ubiquitous Wi-Fi. Being able to hear internet radio anywhere you go without even having to carry around your trusty phone for a Wi-Fi hotspot. Awesome. I mean, you know, cell phones are ubiquitous, so to speak. So why not make just general Wi-Fi ubiquitous? I think it would be awesome. Yes, I could dream, can't I? Whoa! Whoa, Fred is letting us know it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. Whoa. Somehow that one caught me more off guard than usual. Way to go, Fred. Wow. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week this week is MariaDB. Now you might say, who? Maria? What? Well, there's this database, you see, called MySQL. You're probably going, oh, yeah, I've heard of that one. MySQL, PostgreSQL, you know, they're all databases that are usually, you think of them as open source, Linux-y type databases. Well, MySQL in the past has been my favorite. But MySQL was purchased by Oracle, much as they did OpenOffice. So, it is now dead to me. I don't like it when giant organizations come out and buy open source projects and say, it's Oracle MySQL now. Fui on you. And so, the people who actually wrote MySQL in the first place pretty much thought the same way that I did, and so they started their own fork of the project. You know how these open source projects fork various directions. Anyway, this is called the MariaDB project, which is founded by the MariaDB Foundation, a nonprofit organization created by the people who originally wrote MySQL to keep the MySQL dream alive of open sourceness. Anyway, MariaDB is a drop-in replacement for MySQL. So if you're using MySQL, you can just take it out, drop in MariaDB, and you don't have to change a thing. All the code works the same. MariaDB strives to be the logical choice for database professionals looking for a robust, scalable, and reliable SQL server. To accomplish this, MariaDB Foundation works closely and cooperatively with the larger community of users and developers in the true spirit of free and open source software. Kind of a way of saying, in your face, Oracle. Know what I'm saying? And release software in a manner that balances predictability with reliability. It is open. They have global expertise. They have certified binaries, which I like because I don't have to compile things, you know, from scratch. Yeah. So just use binaries. And I installed it this week on Windows. Believe it or not, they have a Windows version. You can install it. It's easy to use. Wow. And it installs as a service under Windows. I mean, it's just awesome. So MariaDB, try it. Okay. This one's odd. This falls under the category of geek culture. Yes. This is about a 3D printer, and I know of you, a lot of you are thinking, oh, good, 3D printers. I like 3D printers. Well, this one's different. This one 3D prints food. What? Yes, they show a pizza being 3D printed. You print your pizza, and then you eat it. Why do I think it will taste like cardboard? I don't know, maybe not. Anyway, it says, this is from the Tech Times, and it says the newest kitchen appliance is one designed to allow people that are simply too busy to prepare their food to create delicious, healthy meals without the messy, lengthy preparations. That is, if the idea of printing food sounds good to you. What? So print your pizza. Okay. A Barcelona-based company called Natural Machines is debuting the Foodini. Yes. A 3D food printer that says it can churn out all sorts of meals from pizzas to salads and gourmet chocolates. Salads. Okay. At the Web Summit in Dublin, Natural Machines had a display showing off its food printers, which the company says is the only machine of its kind that can whip up food in no time. Okay. Well, print me a pizza and I'll try it. I don't know about the printed pepperoni, though. I mean, that would be... Anyway, we'll see. And then finally, and I say that really, finally, Big Hero 6 is here. I've been seeing the movie, you know, trailers and so forth for it and thought, whoa, this looks like fun. And I bet it's gonna be fun. I haven't seen it yet. But it is... out. And I wrote a little article here about it, saying this weekend is the premiere of Big Hero 6, a science fiction cartoon 3D animation kids film for adults. What? Yes. That looks like a lot of fun. It's based on the Marvel comic book very loosely because they have made it more kid-friendly and therefore more Dr. Bill-friendly. Yes, indeed. I'm just a big kid anyway. So, the Marvel comic book upon which it's based, depicts a dystopian future. Not too distant future, but you know what I'm saying. Actually, I may be completely wrong. I've never read Big Hero 6, the comic book. I've just seen little bits and pieces about it. And it looked rather dark and odd. But, well, the movie in short does not depict such a future. It looks like this will be fun from beginning to end, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Reviews that I'm seeing are calling it the science fiction movie of the year, which I'm sure a lot of people would not think of before going to see this movie because it looks like it's just a kid's movie. However, from what I've read, the science of the movie is interesting, well thought out, but not an all, in your face, this is science so you have to like it kind of movie. So, in fact, I have seen trailers for the movie and it looks just like it's a lot of fun. A lot of action, a lot of fun, a lot of cool things. So, go see Big Hero 6. I mean, after all, what else are you doing this weekend other than watching this show? Boy, you guys are bored, aren't you? Anyway, hope you enjoy the movie. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Interstellar also came out this weekend, and I'd like to see that too. But I'd like to find a giant IMAX screen. I mean, one of those big ones that are like three stories tall that you can lose yourself in and see the movie and go, whoa. You know, that would be fun. I don't know where there is one of those around here, but I'll have to try to find one. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillDaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.